Welcome back to Interactive Wrestling Radio. On the Newsmaker line with me right now is the Impact Wrestling Knockouts champion, the undeniable Tessa Blanchard. Miss Blanchard, are you there with me?
Yes. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. It's such a pleasure to have you on your show. I've told Mr. Foreman this many times, but I've had both your dads on the phone, your stepdad and your dad, so I'm the old guy
wonderful.
Around here. Well, it's glad to have you on the show. So, of course, we're here to talk about the big pay-per-view happening Sunday night. You're defending the title once again, just like at the last pay-per-view, against Wera Loca, Miss Taya Valkyrie. Thoughts heading into Homecoming?
I'm highly anticipating... I'm highly anticipating this Sunday. Everyone is going to see three of the best women's wrestlers in the world in the ring at the same time, which is very special. Regarding Gail and Impact making her the special guest referee, I said it before, I get it, because not a single person in the Impact locker room has been able to take the Knockouts title from me, so why not stack the odds against the champion, right? You know, personally and professionally, Gail is able to set business and personal aside. But it's no secret that personally, she has never liked me. Professionally, she's able to be an agent backstage and help all the women and whatnot. But personally, she's never liked me. And that's fine because while I respect her, I'm not too fond of her either. You know, she's one of the people that made me want to get into the business aside from my family. I think that she's one of the best in the world. I think that she is one of the pioneers for women's wrestling that was trying to make women's wrestling what it is now before it was that. And she fought for the women, and she still fights for the women. So while I respect her, I'm hoping that she's going to go into this match unbiased. But, you know, I won't really know until we get there on Sunday and we're in the ring, but I've always done what's necessary to retain my Knockout title by any means necessary, whether that's, you know, grabbing an apron or hitting a referee or whatnot. And, you know, with Gail being the referee, I hope she saw what I did to Brandon Toll a few weeks ago. When he got in my business, I made sure that there was no more Brandon Toll. Just like if Gail Kim gets in my business, I'll make sure that there is no more Gail Kim.
Very cool.
As far as Ty is concerned, you know, Ty has had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity at my Knockouts title, and she always comes up short. But hey, she's married to the champion, to the heavyweight champion, so let's keep giving her a shot, right? And that's fine, whatever. She's actually one of the Knockouts that pushes me to my limits, you know. She always takes me and tests me in different ways than I would expect. But while Ty is so good, she's still no diamond. She's still no Tessa Blanchard. I am one of the best in the world. And this Sunday, everyone's going to see that.
Very cool. Very cool. You guys had one of the best matches of the night at Bound for Glory, so I expect nothing different at Homecoming. All right. Well, let's see here. Homecoming is taking place from the world-famous Asylum. And for those who have been long-term fans of Impact Wrestling, like myself, that's where we really fell in love with the product. As a performer, how do you feel going back to the roots of the company and performing in the place where many of us first met Impact Wrestling?
You know, I think it's a really special thing. Everything with Impact this past year has been on the upswing. They've been able to lock down talents that are some of the top independent talents in wrestling right now, as far as Pentagon, Phoenix, Brian Cage, Sami Callihan. It's been huge, and Impact right now is hotter than ever. People want to watch it. No matter what station we're on, people go to find Impact Wrestling. And, you know, the Homecoming card this week is loaded. You know, you got Taya and myself, you got LAX and the Lucha Brothers, Ultimate X is back, Eli Drake's one of the best in the world, and he's wrestling Abyss, and then the main event, Johnny and Brian. The whole entire card's loaded. So... to be back at the Asylum, you know, I've never been there, but that's Impact's roots. I think the women, especially, are going to make history this Sunday in something very, very beautiful. But, you know, it's a neat thing because this whole past year, I've been making history in different ways than other women in the business are making history, which is a cool thing. I have the freedom to go and travel the world. I've won titles and championships all over the world. I've gotten a main event cork and hall in Tokyo, Japan. I've gotten to, or coming up now, I'm going to debut on WOW Superheroes with Access TV. I had one of the first, I had the first women's match to ever be televised in China before anyone. No one can take that from me. So in different ways, I'm traveling and I'm making history on my own terms. That's a really neat thing for me. That's what I've always wanted to do in wrestling, was travel everywhere, to do everything, to go everywhere and wrestle everyone.
Very cool.
And I want to go and I want to wrestle some of the best in the world. I've wrestled some of the best men and women in the world.
That was a question I had for you.
Yeah, I want to wrestle the best in the world so that when I beat them, I am the best in the world.
When the match was announced a few weeks ago on Impact, that it was going to be yourself and Moose against Taya and Johnny Impact, my first thought is, oh, great, we get to see Tessa and Johnny interact. And I thought that would make for some great stuff. Do you have any aspirations of maybe, you know, pushing the boundaries of the Knockouts division and stepping in and challenging somebody like a Johnny Impact for the men's championship?
Of course. One thing that I've always had in the back of my mind is I would love to be the X division champion one day. I think it would be a really neat thing to make that a no gender title. Because one thing that I love is how versatile I've become. I can go toe to toe with some of the best men in the world. You know, I've wrestled Brian Cage, AR Fox, David Starr, Tracy Williams, who are some of the best in the world to me. I've gone toe to toe with them and given them a run for their money. Not because I'm a girl, because I'm one of the best wrestlers in the world. And I say that with confidence, not ego. I am one of the best. And I can go, and I would love that platform on Impact Wrestling if we could go in that route. You know, I don't know what the future holds, and I'm not really one to make any of those kinds of decisions, but I think that would be a really neat thing. You know, if done right, I think intergender wrestling can be great.
Very cool. So I mentioned that I interviewed both your dads, and I caught that the new finisher move that you've been using lately, the Magnum, obviously a tip of the cap to your stepdad. Thoughts on, but how did that move come to be known as the Magnum?
Well, that move actually came to be, I don't even think I told this story about why I started. So I'm a huge Chris Jericho fan also. I've always been a huge Chris Jericho fan. But I was in Japan in, I believe it was Osaka, and I was wrestling a girl, and I hit the finish, and she kicked out. And I'm like, well, fudge, what do I do now? So I go to the top rope, and I do a move up the top rope. And that was the first time I had ever been to the top rope. And then after that, everything kind of just progressed. I was trying to think of something that I could do to anyone that was unique to myself. And still showed intensity and still had a little bit of the past in it. Like I said, I'm a huge Chris Jericho fan. I love his finish, but I wanted to up the ante a little bit. So I do it off the top rope. And my stepdad is an amazing person, and he was an amazing wrestler, and his career was cut short. But he's someone that I look up to and someone that I respect and someone that I go to for advice. And I think that he's extremely underrated and doesn't quite get the recognition that he deserves. I think that he should be a WWE Hall of Famer, to be frank. But I don't know. I wanted to name something after him. And I remember one of the commentators coming to me and saying, Tessa, I need the names of your moves at a show. And I was like, this is the Magnum. I remember my stepdad always telling me to be careful with that move. You know, it's, that ring is unforgiving. That ring hurts. You know, every move, every bump, you know, it doesn't feel good. It's, if it was easy, everyone would do it. It's not easy. It's a taxing and tolling thing on your body. And so my stepdad was telling me to be careful with that. You know, that's a hard bump on me. That's a very hard bump on me. I just named it after him.
That's awesome. I love it. I promise you that we only go about 10:15, so I'll just give you a few more questions and let you get on with your day. Thursday night, is the last Impact Wrestling on Pop. That's the last time I have to say Impact on Pop. You guys are moving to Pursuit, which is a new channel. It's been around. It had wrestling before. Traditional Championship Wrestling on it, was on it years ago. But thoughts on Impact's change of TV scenery, and as a talent, what do you make of that?
Well, I just to like revisit what I said before, Impact has been on such an upswing in 2018. Mm-hmm. They have locked down some of the best independent talents. Like I said, Brian Cage, Phoenix, Pentagon, Rich Swann, Sammy Callahan, some up-and-comers, Desmond Xavier, Trey Miguel. They're great. And it's making Impact a must-see show. You know, and what's cool is Impact's not looking to compete with anyone. Impact offers simply an alternative. And it's such a neat thing because you see talents who are giving 200% in every single match from the beginning of the show to the end. Nothing is just passable. Everything is great. And that's the mindset I always have. I don't want to be passable. I want to be one of the best in the world. I don't want to be good. I want to be great. So I don't mind taking the extra time to get there, to learn from the people that are better than me and the people who have done something in the business. You know, nothing is just good enough. We take the time and we make it freaking great. And that's a really neat thing at Impact, is because the office, they care so much about each individual talent. And everything that we put out on TV has a lot of thought and time put into it. And a lot of people that are very knowledgeable, people like Gail Kim, for instance, she has so much knowledge. She has such a wealth of knowledge. She's experienced so much and she's done so much in this business. And I believe that she's extremely underrated. But for instance, she cares about the product being great, and she doesn't mind taking the extra time to get there. And that's a really invaluable thing to me.
Absolutely. You mentioned how great your 2018 was. Looking past Homecoming, other than retaining your title this Sunday, thoughts on what you hope to attain in 2019?
You know, I'm not really sure what's going to happen this year, but I do know it's going to be one hell of a year, and it's going to be better than 2018. And that's a huge statement to make, because 2018 was absolutely amazing. But with the WOW superheroes coming out on Access TV, you got people like Mark Cuban and Jeannie Buss right behind that. That's going to be fruitful and successful this year, and I'm so excited for people to see that air in January. You know, with Impact, I hope to hang on to my Knockouts championship. I hope for women to main event an Impact event, which hasn't been done yet. I hope to share the ring with Gail Kim one day. I hope that intergender wrestling can make a breakthrough. You know, there's a lot of hopes for 2019, but I've been going day by day, moment by moment, match by match, and it seems to be working out. So.
All right.
That's what I'm going to keep doing.
All right. Last favor, if I can ask for it from you. Do you mind giving me a station ID, just saying this is Tessa Blanchard and you're in the Wrestling Epicenter?
The Wrestling Epicenter?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, guys, it's Tessa Blanchard and you're in the Wrestling Epicenter.
All right, ma'am. I'll let you get to your nail appointment there, but I appreciate you taking the time and thank you so much. I've wanted to do this for, since you made your debut in Impact. So thanks for taking the time to do this with me.
No problem. Thanks so much.